delegate it. If the next action is going to take longer than 2 minutes, ask yourself, am I the best person to be doing it? If not, hand it off to the appropriate party in a systematic format. Delegation is not always downstream. You may decide, this has got to go over to customer service, or my boss needs to put his eyes on this next, or I need my partner's point of view on this. A systematic format could be any of the following. Send the appropriate party an email. Write a note or an overnote on paper and route the item out to that person. Leave him or her a voicemail. Add it as an agenda item on a list for your next real-time conversation with that person. Or talk to him or her directly, either face-to-face or by phone. Although any of these options can work, I would recommend them in the above order, top to bottom. Email is usually the fastest mode into the system. It provides an electronic record, and the receiver gets to deal with it at his or her convenience. Written notes are next because they too can get into the system immediately, and the recipient then has a physical particle to use as an organizational reminder. If you're passing on paper-based material as part of the handoff, a written communication is obviously the way to go. As with email, the person you hand it off to can then deal with it on his or her own schedule. Voicemail can be efficient, and many professionals live by it. The downside is that tracking becomes an additional requirement for both you and the recipient, and what you say is not always what gets heard. Next would be saving the communication on an agenda list or in a folder for your next regular meeting with the person. Sometimes this is necessary because of the sensitive or detailed nature of the topic, but it then must wait to get moving until that meeting occurs. The least preferable option would be to interrupt what both you and the person are doing to talk about the item. This is immediate, but it hampers workflow for both of you and has the same downside as voicemail: no written record. Tracking the handoff. If you do delegate an action to someone else, and if you care at all whether something happens as a result, you'll need to track it. As I will walk you through in the next chapter about organizing, you'll see that a significant category to manage is waiting for. As you develop your own customized system, what you eventually hand off and then track could look like a list in a planner, a file folder holding separate papers for each item, and/or a list categorized as waiting for in your software. For now, if you don't have a trusted system set up already, just put a note on a piece of paper. WF, standing for waiting for, reply from Bob, and put that into a pending stack of notes in a separate pile or tray that may result from your processing. What if the ball is already in someone else's court? In the example cited above about waiting for the last K-1 to come in so you can do your taxes, the next action is currently on someone else's plate. In such situations, you will also want to track the action as a delegated item or as a waiting for. On the paper that says, do my taxes, write something like, waiting for K-1 from Acme Trust, and put that into your pending stack. It's important that you record the date on everything you hand off to others. This, of all the categories in your personal system, is the most crucial one to keep tabs on. The few times you will actually want to refer to that information, but I called and ordered that on March 12th, will make it worth establishing this as a lifelong habit.